Serve and Governing. The Four Cornerstones of the Framework for Excellence in Government. Author, Ed Dean. Question 0. At the Harvard University John F. Kennedy School of Government, students are taught to ask question 0 when considering a new policy, issue, or initiative. Question 0 is, what are we trying to accomplish? What then is servant governing written to accomplish? The simple answer is that there is a way to achieve excellence in government performance. Servant governing suggests a new governance model, which is application to federal, state, and local government operations. Where the problem lies. Typically, in government organizations, there is not a workforce problem which hinders performance excellence. Rather, mediocre and poor performance in government, more often, are the results of leadership problem. The leadership problem is a result of not knowing how performance excellence can be achieved. If citizens are given a choice between achieving government performance excellence and continuing low government performance, citizens will choose excellence, especially if the cost is the same. Government needs to be effective and efficient. However, government is only truly effective and efficient when government is creative. A creative government culture is able to solve problems. Government is not the enemy of prosperity, but low-performing government can hinder prosperity. Servant governing defined. Servant governing can first be identified as an embodiment of the primary tenet of democratic government, to serve the people. In order to properly govern people, government should wholly be committed to serving the people. Four cornerstones. Servant governing is premised upon four central cornerstones: people, principles, priorities, and performance. Each of the four cornerstones of the servant governing framework is equally important in creating a people-focused, high-performance, value-centered, problem-solving government organization. 1. The people cornerstone. The people cornerstone is premised upon the most effective leadership philosophy and practice proven to encourage creativity and performance excellence, servant leadership. Servant leadership is people-focused. The following is a list of 10 characteristics of servant leadership which identify a servant leader. 1. Listening. Traditionally, leaders have been valued for their communication and decision-making skills. 2. Empathy. Servant leaders strive to understand and empathize with others. 3. Healing. Learning to heal is a powerful force for transformation and integration. 4. Awareness. General awareness, and especially self-awareness, strengthens the servant leader. 5. Persuasion. Servant leaders seek to convince others, rather than coerce compliance. 6. Conceptualization. Servant leaders must seek a delicate balance between conceptualization and day-to-day focus. 7. Foresight. Foresight is a characteristic that enables servant leaders to understand lessons from the past, the realities of the present, and the consequences of a decision in the future. 8. Stewardship. Robert Greenleaf's view of all institutions was one in which CEOs, staff, directors, and trustees all play significant roles in holding their institutions in trust for the great good of society. 9. Commitment to the growth of people. Servant leaders are deeply committed to a personal, professional, and spiritual growth of every individual within the organization. 10. Building community. Servant leaders seek to identify a means for building community among those who work within a given institution. 2. The principles cornerstone. Servant governing is based upon shared beliefs that include an agreed-upon set of core values which have been adopted by the organization and which must be adhered to by all persons within the organization. The principles cornerstone is core values. The only way to ensure consistent, value-positive decision-making on a long-term basis is for the organization itself to adopt agreed-upon core values for the organization. Core values for crisis management. Core values also serve another purpose. They help maintain organizational stability in times of crisis. Core value violations will occur in every organization, sooner or later. The question is, when serious core values violations occur, how does the organization respond? One thing is certain. If the government organization does not respond when a major core value violation occurs, then the organization risks losing its value-centeredness. Thereafter, decision-making within the organization will be at risk for being suspect. Examples of servant governing core values are honesty, whose qualities include truthfulness and absence of fraud, and achievement, which is the accomplishment of public purpose through industrious effort, measurement, analysis, and comparison. 3. The priorities cornerstone. Following the implementation of the People and Principles Cornerstones, the priorities cornerstone of the Servant Governing Framework is the next step in envisioning the future and developing strategies to achieve that future. Mission and Vision. Carefully creating a government organization's mission and vision will be the first step in establishing the necessary priorities focus within the Servant Governing Framework. The statement of mission and vision of the organization should clearly answer two questions. 1. What is the main purpose of the organization? 2. With hard work and focus, what could the organization be in the future? The following are suggested examples of what Dr. Covey refers to as WIGs, or priority goals, which would be used to prioritize actions, strategies, and initiatives in a government organization. First, governing. Government's most solemn obligation to the people is public safety, which includes reducing crime and maintaining a high degree of homeland security. Second, quality of life. The people are entitled to a quality of life which includes safe schools and neighborhoods, access to excellent healthcare, etc. Third, education. The people are entitled to the opportunity to attend excellent and safe schools. Teachers need to be compensated fairly. Schools must have appropriate funding. Comprehensive testing of student and school performance must be reasonable, fair, and not overshadow learning. 4. The performance cornerstone. The performance cornerstone is where the rubber meets the road. In the last analysis, positive government organizational results should always be a goal to be achieved. Important measurement of organizational results should be adopted and maintained. Organizational transformation. In order to obtain the desired results in government organizational activity, deployment of the Servant Governing Performance Cornerstone elements must occur. The Performance Cornerstone elements include citizen customer service, employee empowerment, operational improvement, key measurements, and results scoreboards. Citizen customer service. Customer service is generally referred to as activities designed to enhance the level of customer satisfaction. Typically, customer service refers to a service or the provision of a product before, during, and after purchase. A relatively new concept in government is that citizens are customers, because they pay taxes, in one manner or another, to the government which serves them. Employee empowerment. This term is used to express the different ways line-level employees of an organization can make good decisions without consulting their bosses or managers. Operational improvement. The operational improvement focus is designed to introduce process changes that will improve the quality of the government service rendered. Key measurements. Key measurements must be made within the organization to determine whether progress is being made toward targeted goals. Results scoreboards. This is a term which reflects the reporting of performance measures, as compared to targeted measurements. Results scoreboards can be depicted in many ways throughout the organization, and should be placed in prominent places for all employees to see. An idea whose time has come. Servant governing is an idea whose time has come. Benjamin Franklin's theory that government should be the servant of the people, not their master, is best embodied in the Servant Governing Framework.